Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we got the Blog Talk up and running, man. We're going to go ahead and get the phone lines going. Let me get all this shit off of here, though, first and foremost. Let me do that. Let me do that. Yeah, so let's go. Uh-oh, Jay Lynn said these questions are traps. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, but look, let me go and get that off of there as well. Let me get that banner off of there for a minute. Y'all know it's fair use. I hate this way, the way this does. Hold on, let me see something. Let me get a different That ain't working. Whoa, that ain't working. There we go. That's the only thing we could do, man. Y'all probably can't even hardly see the number. 319-527-6179. 319-527-6179. Give us a call on the Blog Talk. So let's keep going with Fanny the Mammy, what they like to call her.
Until she no longer was employed for you.
Fanny the Mammy.
The last time you all talked. So all of my next questions are just focused on that time frame, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Up until she left her office.
Yes, ma'am.
During 2019, you all were friends, correct?
Yes, we knew each other in 2019.
During 2020, you all were friends, correct?
We were friends during that time period.
During 2021, you all were friends, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And such good friends that when you needed a place to stay, you asked her if you could take over her lease.
That's a lie.
You did not move into her apartment?
I did, but that's not the way you characterize it. It's wrong.
I asked if you asked if you could take over her lease.
I did not ask if I could take over her lease.
Did you move into her apartment?
I moved into her condo in April of 21. The circumstances around that were that Robin met her husband. They wanted to move into another and separate place. She wanted to get rid of her condo. My father was living with me at the house. Because of this case and because of my stance on gangs, my life was being threatened regularly. My father urged me to leave our home. At the same time, as luck would have it, Robin wanted to give up her lease because she wanted to move in with this new man she met, who eventually became her husband. And so as life circumstances worked, my dad was begging me to leave the house. He was afraid for me, afraid for his grandchildren. She wanted someone to take over her lease so that she didn't, you know, have to pay a fee or get abandoned. And so I don't remember when, but probably March or April of 21, I moved in and take over her lease.
And did you pay her or did you pay the leasing agent?
God, I don't even know who the leasing agent was. I paid her.
You paid her. Did you pay her cash or did you use the card?
There were some times that I would give her cash, but mostly I paid her via Cash App. That would be the most convenient thing. So I would not only give her rent, but then, like, when the utilities would come in, whatever the utility was, she might be like, I need $70, I need $100, whatever it was. And we never had a problem with money. Whatever she told me it was, I never asked to see a bill. I never questioned her. I just gave it to her.
What percentage would you say you paid cash versus Cash App?
Oh, the vast majority was Cash App. I don't know what percentage. I'm not going to guess that. But the vast majority was Cash App. But there would be times she would say, you know, this bill came in at $70. Here goes $70.
Did you have a monthly rent amount that you paid her?
I can't remember. It was $1,400, $1,500. I can't remember what it was. And it would vary, which I don't understand to this day. But like I said, I never questioned her.
When did
Whenever
you move out?
She said it was. That's what I paid.
When did you
I abruptly moved out in February, either late January or early February of 22.
Of 22?
Yes.
February 2022, is that what you said?
January, February of 22. I believe it is January, but I paid her half the rent of February of 22 is what I remember. And because I was offering to pay the whole rent, even though I didn't live there, I didn't think it was right. I ended up just paying her half the rent.
So that's after you moved out. You said you paid her half of that. Okay. And the time that you said you had to move out of your house because you were scared, did your dad stay there at your house?
My father was concerned. Yes, we were both concerned.
Okay. But he remained there.
My father's 80 years old. He would have been 79. He was scared to death of COVID. You have to go back to when this was. My father's an older man. I wanted him to move out. We had some discussions about him moving out and what he...
All right. I take issue with the COVID argument, and I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody knows that old people were the first ones to go get the vaccination.
So was.
They were the first ones to go get the vaccination. So in 2022, I seriously doubt that her dad was still that concerned about COVID. I'm just saying. Hey, the Hateful Eight talking true facts. She's talking too much. She's actually doing herself in right now, in my opinion. She has to remember all of this shit.
Yeah.
Everything she said, if she's asked to say this again, she has to remember all of this shit. She's killing herself right now. She's killing her career. But I'm going
to
tell you,
point.
She doesn't handle things right in the first place. And she's been getting away with handling things wrong for so long that she thinks it's right. Now, we'll get into a little bit of her past and why I got an axe to grind with her. I'm just glad I'm not a resident of Fulton County. I don't have to put up with the shit. And it's law and order. Man, we got Bob in the building. Man, what's happening, Bob? Good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah, man, we just breaking down and dissecting this Fannie Willis. Her name is Fannie. I'm going to stop calling the woman Fannie, but it just rhymed with Mammy, so it's easy to get her name, you know, twisted. But her name is Fannie Willis. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's continue. And that's what I've noticed so far, though. I mean, up to this point.
He decided was the risk of COVID was more dangerous than the risk of the people that were threatening. Typical man, more worried about his daughter and his grandchildren than his own safety. You'll get to meet him, and you'll understand he doesn't scare too easily.
So your grandkids, or his grandkids were living at the house as well at that time?
Well, I don't know how old your children are, but when you have adult children, they leave and they come back. They leave and they come back. So there have been periods of time that they're there, they come, they do whatever they want to do. Children do what children do. As long as their mother has a house, they'll come to it. Unfortunately, now the threats because of this case have gotten so extreme. Just pay a mortgage and no one lives there.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So when you moved out in, I think you said April 2021, you left your dad and your two kids at the house?
My dad and my two kids were not at the house.
They were not. Okay, so they didn't still live at your house?
My youngest daughter certainly did not live there.
Okay.
My oldest daughter would come back and forth. I can't say month for month when she was there or when she was not there. I know that she has been there post me moving out. At this time, no one is at my house.
Okay. So at some point after you moved out for the safety reasons, your at least one of your children did come
Ms.
back.
Ms. Merchant, can we get to either the relationship or the financial benefit?
Yes. Let's see. We were back at 2021. So you were still friends with Ms. Yearty then. Were you also friends with Mr. Bradley?
I've never been friends with Mr. Bradley.
You've never been friends with Mr. Bradley?
No, I don't. I don't consider us to be friends. I don't dislike Mr. Bradley, but I don't consider us to be friends.
Is he someone that you would have in your phone and you would message with?
I might have text messaged him.
Okay. Would you text message him and Mr. Wade on the same conversation?
I don't recall doing that, but if it happened, it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, so that wouldn't surprise you, the three of you. Okay. How frequently would you think that the three of you would have texted?
Not very. I wouldn't think very often, but you're asking me to recall. I don't even know what time period you're asking me to recall, but I'm not going to speak to that because I just really don't know the answer to that, and so I don't want to speculate as to how often that would happen. But it's not out of my practice to text two people on one text message. So if you told me that happened and showed it to me, it wouldn't surprise me, although I have no recollection of it.
But there would be some record of it in your phone, or the phone records would have some record of those texts.
Right.
Talk about, you know, you said that sometimes you paid Ms. Yearty cash. When you went on vacation with Mr. Wade,
Hey, so Chop brings up an excellent point. Let me put that back up here. And Jaylen Breezy brought up the good point earlier about the questions being traps. And this kind of goes hand in hand. She's adding so much on the simple question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's giving so much background information when really it's just a yes or no question. I'm going to be honest. She doesn't want to lie. She doesn't want to perjure herself, but she has to lie. Does that make sense? So, you know, it's just a game of semantics. And he was the same way. He was real smug. That mug was smug. He was smirking the whole time. I'm wondering if he's actually the Trump plant. I wonder if he got paid by Trump to go fuck with her. You never
can tell.
Or he got approached at some point in time because he seems real comfortable with what's going on right now. Real cool, laid back cat, you know. Always smirking and smiling. I'd be smirking too if I got $650,000 fucking dollars from the chick I was fucking with.
Okay.
Yeah. If she was prepping a witness, she would advise them to only answer the question. I don't know why she's doing it. Exactly. Because she's come unhinged. That woman has lost weight and everything. You can look at her and tell she's lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, she's going to bring up another point here in a minute, but I want to get into that as well, because this is something that I find strange. But let's go.
Just go one by one. Let's start with the first one. What's the first time you went on vacation with Mr. Wade?
I think the first time we went on vacation was around April of 22, and it's a vacation is a stretch, but I'm trying to be comprehensive. I recall April of 22. His birthday is March the 18th, so that would have been his 49th birthday. I took him to, like, Tennessee for the day. I think we went to a museum. I think we might have stayed the night. I'm not sure. But, I mean, Tennessee's kind of hard to call a vacation, but I just am trying to be inclusive. And it, like I said, I know it wasn't more than a day.
She didn't spend the night.
I think that we did. That's what I'm telling you. I think that there's a possibility that we stayed that night in April of 22.
He said they didn't stay that night, by the way.
To pay for the hotel. I think I did. It was his birthday. And would you have used a credit card?
Probably, maybe a debit.
Oh, no. What the hell?
And you all start, when did you start dating?
When I started dating Mr. Wade? Mm-hmm. It was right around then.
April 2020?
22. Yeah. 2022. Around then. I don't know, like, you know, it's not like when you're in grade school and you send a little letter and it says, will you be my girlfriend, and you check it. I don't know the day that we started seeing each other, but it was early 22 is my recollection.
Okay, early 22. And you all went to Florida on vacation as well?
I don't recall going to Florida on vacation with him.
You never went to Florida with Mr. Wade?
When we went to get on the cruise ship, we went to Miami.
Okay, that's the only time that you went to Florida with him?
I think we went to Miami and spent the night.
No. What is this?
She know what to elaborate on and what not to elaborate on.
I wouldn't elaborate on shit. Yeah, we went to Florida. What part of Florida did you go to? Miami. Why were you in Miami to catch a, you know what I mean? She just, it's almost like she wants to, it's kind of ingenious in a way. It's evil genius, right? And I got to give her props on this.
She's picking at somebody.
What she's doing is she is basically exploiting the woman's line of questioning. Kind of killing her argument with the first question by answering everything. Because she knows it's just going to become a succession of questions regarding why they were in Florida, when they were, what they did in Florida and everything. So she's trying to beat her to the punch. Which is a prideful move, in my opinion. I probably believe I wouldn't go that route. That would be me, personally. My tactic wouldn't be that. That wouldn't be my strategy. Not with something as serious as democracy. Let's go.
That's my recollection.
Okay.
I think we spent one night so that we wouldn't miss the ship. That's my recollection of our
paid for that hotel.
In Miami?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Okay. And how'd you get to Miami?
We would have flown.
Okay.
And we've done that, so that I'm clear, we've done that twice. I think one time we stayed, and I honestly can't tell you, did we stay when the ship left, or did we stay when the ship came back? I also can't tell you, so that...
They've been talking about the case. And they get their story, they got their story together. They talked about this case.
There's two cruises out of Miami. There's one that's in that October time period that was with his mom. And then there was another that was a New Year's Eve trip. I know I paid for the New Year's Eve trip because the tickets were $6.97 each. And I thought, this is ridiculous that the tickets are $700 to go to Miami. But when you travel during New Year's Eve, you know, they get you.
So let's just back up and talk about the first time that you went to Florida with Mr. Wade. That was the time that you said you stayed in Miami at the hotel the first night?
That's the time I told you I am not sure. So I'm not sure of two things, so I want to make sure that my testimony is clear. I'm not sure if we stayed in Miami on the October trip. I'm not sure if we stayed in Miami on the December trip. I just can't remember that. And I also don't remember, so that the record is clear, I don't remember if the necessity was as we got on the ship or we got off the ship. But I do remember there was a night spent in Miami because either whatever. I don't remember. But I think that there was a night spent in Miami.
That cruise is the one that you took in October, right?
Ma'am, if you have something to refresh my recollection, I'm intentionally trying to not be difficult with you, but I don't want to make up something.
Right.
I know that on one of those two trips, I stayed in Miami. I am not sure right now. You're asking me about...
Oh, I think... I'm sorry, you misunderstood. I was not asking you which night you stayed in Miami. I'm asking if you took a cruise in October 2022 with Mr. Wake.
Yes, and his mom.
And his mother. That's what I was asking.
Yes.
Is that the first time you met his mother?
Yes.
It was on that cruise. And that was Royal Caribbean, I believe?
You too. I honestly...
She had a nice little... She cracked a little smile then when she asked about meeting his mother. That's what I'm peeping out, man. So keep checking out.
We don't remember what ship. I know we've taken two cruises. I don't know what the ships were.
But he paid for the flight and the cruise on Royal Caribbean that time.
So, yes, he paid. He is the original one that does it. He has something called Mr. Wade is a world traveler. I'm not as versed as him. He's been to six of the seven continents. And so he has both a personal travel agent and he also has a cruise travel agent. I don't know anything about either of those kind of travel agents. So he is the one that would book the travel, but we need to be clear when we're talking about just because he booked it doesn't mean, like, I don't consider him having taken me anyplace. Let me just be honest. The only one that's ever taken somebody someplace is for his 50th birthday. I consider that I took him to Belize. And I took him to Belize because, you know, I don't want to discuss his personal business, but I'm happy Mr. Wade is still here with us. And I did 50 big, very big.
I did 50 big, baby.
It's almost like she's tantalizing somebody, Mike. It's like she wants to get a point across to somebody.
His wife?
Because some of this information she doesn't even have to give.
She's talking to his wife, too.
Yeah, she's picking. She's picking.
Yeah, she's talking to his wife, too.
Yeah, she's picking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to take...
That's exactly what she's doing.
Hey, Sam Wells, say Fanny was paying for her side piece. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, look, Jason Black did a whole show about how basic chicks can't even be complaining about going 50-50 the way Fanny was doing it. She the DA. And she going, she's digging deep in the pockets. Digging deep in them pockets.
Hmm.
Hey, Fanny the sugar mammy, god damn.
Fanny the sugar mommy.
Oh, yeah, Fanny the sugar mommy.
So, still on that October Royal Caribbean cruise, even though he had a travel agent. I'm sorry?
If you do me a favor, I don't know what cruise ship, what time. So if you'll help me and say October cruise with Mama, or the New Year's Eve trip with his sisters, I'll be able to, we can communicate. I just don't know what ship.
October cruise with Mama. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He paid for the cruise and the flights for that trip.
So he called his cruise agent, and he booked that through them because he has a cruise agent.
Right.
He also has a regular agent. I don't know the cruise agent's name.
So I wasn't asking about a travel agent. I was just asking
but
if
I'm
he
trying
paid
to,
for those.
He did not, though.
Okay.
Because the reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
And I was about to ask that. But initially, he paid for that.
Yeah, he called his cruise agent. Like, I think they have his card on record. They do whatever.
So initially, he paid for the cruise and the flight to Miami and the Royal Caribbean cruise.
And my understanding of that October cruise is like it was a package the lady did for him.
So, and I'll get to the reimbursements and all that. I'm just trying to confirm he paid for the flight and the cruise in October.
And I think that when you say things that way, I want this record to be abundantly clear that he called his travel agent. He calls his cruise agent. They do whatever he tells them. He's like on a first-name basis with these people. They do it, and then he tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back. I don't, just like you're asking me about the money with Robin, I don't do my friends like that.
See, I would have asked how much was it.
Hmm.
When he told you how much it was, how much was that one trip? Y'all got ticket stubs? Y'all got anything that to prove the cost of this one trip? So the attorney isn't the best attorney, in my opinion. I mean, I didn't go to law school. I didn't pass the bar, so don't get me twisted. But it's just certain basic street questions a nigga be wanting to know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Basic street questions that I'm like, okay, so, you know, you know how much it is. Money the sugar, mommy. Let's give a shout out to
So if you tell me it's a G, then you're going to get $1,000.
You tell me it's a G, my nigga, you're going to get a rack, my nigga.
Whatever it is, I didn't ever make him produce receipts to me. Whatever he told me it was, I gave him the money back.
Isn't it true that he paid for the cruise and the flight on his credit card? I'm not asking about reimbursement or after. He used his credit card to buy the cruise and buy the flight, correct?
I have no idea how he paid for it,
okay.
If it's a credit card, if it's a debit card. But certainly he called his cruise agent. You know, like how many people have a cruise agent? He calls his cruise agent, tells them where they want to go. They tell him what's booked. And you have to remember, he paid for that initial was me, him, and his mother.
And then after that cruise, you all flew to Aruba and spent a couple days in a hotel there, correct?
Right, and his mother was not happy.
He initially paid for that.
For Aruba, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let's talk about both of those. I know he initially paid for it. Did you pay him back?
All right. Take note of this. I'm Big Mike Mason in this motherfucker.
Mike drop.
Yeah, I'm Big Mike Mason. So check this out. Listen to what's being said right now. And then I'm going to point out another time later in her testimony. I'm going to point it out, but remember to listen to what's going on right now. Oh, man, Instagram disconnected. I didn't even tell them to come over, man. Oh, well, too bad, guys. All right, guys, we'll see you later. We'll remove that destination, save the changes, and go back. All right, here we go. So remember, Mr. Wade, the Southern gentleman, remember this part of the conversation.
For the cruise and for Aruba, yeah, I gave him his money before we ever went on that trip.
You gave him cash before you ever went on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you got cash to pay him back on these trips, would you go to the ATM?
No, lady.
You would not go to the ATM?
No.
Okay. So Fulton County pays you directly.
Hold up, man. This is the comment of the night right here, man. Now she works at the Pritchard Water Company.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Man, shout out to Mob Town. Oh, man, that made my heart feel good right there.
Deposit, I assume?
Yes.
Bonnie Bradley around this motherfucker.
County and the state of Georgia both pay me direct deposits.
Okay. So the cash that you would pay him, you wouldn't get it out of the bank?
I have money in my house.
You have money in your house. So it was just money that was there?
When you meet my father. He's going to tell you as a woman, you should always have, which I don't have, so let's don't tell him that. You should have at least 6 months in cash at your house at all times.
Has anybody ever told you that, Ronnie?
No.
Any women out there in the comments right now, has anybody ever told you to keep 6 months worth of cash at your house when you sing?
Never. Ain't nobody told her ass that either. She just froze the front and floats you on.
What'd you say she was doing? Man, this woman crazy as hell, man. But look, but I got to keep y'all reminded of who we talking about.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
I'm going to say what she's going to say. Like, as slick as this bitch is, if you pull that clip we just played. I'm going to play it one more time. Y'all listen to it. We're doing court tonight, okay? So this is an exhibit. So just listen to it and tell me what y'all notice about it, and I'm going to tell you what she would say.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
So they'd be like, DA Willis, during your campaign, you campaigned on the platform of DAs not having sex with their employees. No, ma'am. I said with his employees, not her employees. I am a her.
That's just say, Mike.
Hey, man, that's what the fuck she was saying. This is the type of games these niggas playing with your tax dollars. It's a big fucking frat party. Straight boule. Right. Not cash. I told my daughters to have it in the bank. Right. You actually have to get people as they become teenagers and start working and growing up. You have to actually stop them from walking around with their whole check in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So why,
yes.
Why in the fuck would you advise a single woman with kids, two daughters, to have 6 months worth of cash in her house?
Ain't nobody told her that.
In South Fulton, East Point, fucking Atlanta.
She's showing out.
Showing out. And I'm sorry I'm cussing, man. The margarita's kicking in. The junk's kicking in, kids.
I don't know why this old black man feels like that, but he does. When we were growing up, my daddy had three safes in the house. So my father's bought me a lockbox, and I always keep cash in the house. Now, I don't do it to the degree that my father would do it, so he would probably be ashamed with me, but I always have cash at the house. That has been, I don't know.
If you listen to Pop's testimony, Pop's is at home listening to her testimony, writing notes. During the time she's up on the stage right now, he's at home listening, because if you hear his testimony today, ain't no damn way.
No. All my life. If you're a woman and you go on a date with a man, you better have $200 in your pocket. So if that man acts up, you can go where you want to go. So I keep cash in my house, and I don't keep cash as good in my purse like I used to.
She look like,
all this you talking about? Why she talking about all this?
She looked like the little chick with the short neck that be flexing. Hey, man, for real. Oh, yeah. Everything in Atlanta's a flex.
On many dates, but when you go on a date, you should have cash in your pocket.
So my question was, where did that cash originally come from? If it didn't come out of the bank?
Cash is fungible. We've had cash for years in my house. So for me to tell you the source of when it comes from, when you go to Publix and you buy something, you get $50, you throw it in there. When it's been my whole life. When I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign, I kept some of the cash of that. Like, to tell you, I just have cash in my house. I don't have as much today as I would normally have, but I'm building back up now. So you just put money in. It's a very good practice. I would advise it to all women.
So you can't identify when you came into this cash or where the cash came from?
I didn't say I couldn't identify it. No, nobody gives me anything. I am sure that the source of the money is always the work, sweat, and tears of me. What you asked me for is, when did the money go in there? What I am...
So now you notice you're going to inject the Maya Angelou to work, sweat and tears of me, and still I rise, I rise,
yeah,
I rise, I rise, motherfucker. You low down, motherfucker. I'm gonna be. Let me just say something, man. For real, what y'all did to Rashard Brooks was fucking wrong. That man got shot in the back by the police. You recused yourself from the case when you became DA, and then you let them motherfuckers back out on the streets to do this shit again, all because you were backed up by the police union.
Shame on it all.
This is your karma. That's why I got to ask the grind, because in 2020, that summer of 2020, I was really emotionally invested. Those of you who follow me on Facebook knew that Big Mike just wasn't in the right mindset watching everything go down. From Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, you know, all of these different killings that happened amongst many. Rashard Brooks. I mean, I was just at my wit's end in 2020. Everybody was. Everybody wanted to see justice. Derek Chauvin, 27 years in prison. Daniel Cameron in Kentucky with the Breonna Taylor. You got your day coming,
yeah,
too, nigga. I'm going to let you know right now. You got your day coming, too. They're going to have you up on the stand embarrassing you, too. Yeah, they're going to have you up on the stand embarrassing you, too. So, in my opinion, people like this need to be tarred and feathered because of their traitors to their own people, first and foremost. And we got more than one instance. I'm not just talking about the YSL trial, you know, even though that's probably about to walk to. Doug's probably about to walk to. They probably about to give him a nice deal, and he's going to get up out of there, too. Because right now it seems like the DA's office is what needs to be on trial and what's going on down there. To the point you can't even keep us safe from real criminals.
I want to go hug Future Hoes.
I don't know. She'll probably wind up leaving Georgia.
You think so?
Yeah, when you're in those type of social circles in Atlanta, once you face embarrassment, you might as well just go and get up out of here. Everybody had to do it. Bobby Brown, he had to get the hell up out of here. You remember Bobby Brown was heavy in Atlanta in the 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Got the hell up out of here.
But everybody knows her face now, wherever she goes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Come on, Jaylen. Here she goes. She's like, I kind of like this slick mouth skeezer. I'm curious how far these tactics will get her. I mean, they probably gotten her to this point. She's a huge finesser.
Yes, she is.
She's a huge finesser. They thug need to keep his butt in jail. All that money, that man looked like he was starving on the street. I'm going to be honest. If thug get out of this one, thug probably won't even do drugs no more. Hallelujah. He probably won't even do drugs no more because he's going to be on some kind of probation for about 15 years, guaranteed.
Mm.
Parole, probation, some of that nature.
I'm trying to tell you is... So I got divorced in 2005 from my husband.
And
No. It's important. You said, where did the money come from? And I need to tell you where the money came from. And so for many, many years, I have kept money in my house. That money, in my worst days, has probably only been $500 or $1,000. At my best days, I probably had $15,000 in my house of cash. At all times, there's going to be
15, my nigga?
Cash in my house or wherever I'm laying my head.
The money that you paid Mr. Wade, the cash, in October of 2022, you do not know where that money came from.
I do know where it came from. It came from my sweat and tears.
You know...
Till I rise, through all the fire I rise.
Job it came from. Did it come from Fulton County or did it come from a private job?
It came from... What are you talking about? So it could have come from a private job because before I was DA, I was in private practice. So I earned money during that time period that's probably in there. It could have... What do you mean I don't know where it came from? I absolutely
understand the situation. We can move on.
Okay, thanks. Same with Aruba. You don't know where that cash came from either, right?
Ma'am, you are mischaracterizing my testimony greatly. I'm not going to allow you to mischaracterize my testimony. I know that I keep money in my house. The amounts of money I gave Mr. Wade it was never that serious. I don't think I've ever handed him more than $2,500 in a reimbursement. So we're not talking about $20,000 in cash. I don't have $20,000 in cash right now. The most I ever gave him, I know I gave him $2,500 when we went to Belize, because we went to one hotel and then we went to a second hotel. That $2,500 I actually gave him while we were still in Belize. I know that the Aruba trip, the one that you described with his mom, I think I gave him about $2,000 for that trip, for like total.
His mom went to Aruba with you?
The Aruba trip. So I consider that to be one trip. Okay. So we got off of a cruise ship and then we went to Aruba, which is why I cannot remember, is that the time that we had to stay in Miami to wait for the flight for Aruba. So I consider that one trip, that we didn't like come back to Atlanta and leave. We went, we flew down to Miami. We got on a cruise ship. We spent a couple of days with his mama. We came back to Miami. When we came back to Miami, either that day or the next day, we flew to Aruba. We spent a few days in Aruba and we came back. That was really one trip. Even though we went two places, it was one trip.
So let's talk about the California trip. Is that when you were moving your daughter out to California? When you all went, or did you have two trips to California?
My daughter doesn't live in California.
Did she ever live in California?
I'm not discussing to you the location of my child.
So how many times did you go with Mr. Wade to California?
Once.
And you all stayed in Napa Valley, and he paid for the plane tickets and the hotel?
He paid for the plane tickets and the hotel.
And what did you pay for on that trip?
I gave him much less cash that time, probably $400 or $500, and then I paid for a bunch of stuff. I think we did two different wine tours that you do, which are pretty expensive. I think I bought him, he likes wine. I don't really like wine, to be honest with you. I like Grey Goose.
I'm at a loss of words.
Me too. She's talking too much. It's too much.
I don't get it. The top say she in panic mode. I feel like she in panic mode too. One thing I realize is that a lot of attorneys, they may spend time, you know, practicing on how to approach somebody on the stand, but a lot of them aren't that good when they on the stand. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Michael Cohen. When attorneys get on the stand, they kind of tend to crack.
She was nervous a few times to be hearing her voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, her shit sounded like Alicia Keys.
That was horrible.
I bought him a bottle of wine while we were there, and the sippings that you do. I can't remember how many, like four. Oh. He paid for the plane tickets and the hotel.
And what did you pay for on that trip?
I gave him much less cash that time, probably $400 or $500, and then I paid for a bunch of stuff. I think we did two different wine tours that you do, which are pretty expensive. I think I bought him, he likes wine. I don't really like wine, to be honest with you. I like Grey Goose. I bought him a bottle of wine while we were there, and the sippings that you do. I can't remember how many, like four or five different places you go. I remember we went to this place that they do pairings. That was the most expensive thing that I think that we did while we were there. So they would pair.
So when they find out your bitch ass out drinking Tito's or Belvedere, don't be upset when you get a perjury charge. I'm just saying.
Amsterdam.
Yeah, when you out there drinking that Lord Baltimore, that Ghibli's, Smirnoff,
champagne, chocolate, and caviar. It was a three, and it was like three different things: Sweden, Russia, someplace else. I'll make that up. But that was the most expensive thing we did that trip, and I paid for.
Do that sound like a DA who make $200,000 a year? Or does that sound like a nigga who just got 650 racks on the contract?
I don't know what to say about this lady, Mike.
She's something else. I mean, do you think she's winning so far?
No.
I think
she's talking too damn much and making herself look like a simpleton.
I think so, too. I don't even think it's playing dumb to an end. I think it's like literally she's not really that bright. That's why they pick you, though. I'm going to tell you, you know, a lot of people that make it to these positions, especially people of color, women of color, you know what I'm saying? And some men of color. A lot of times the reason they pick you and empower you is because they know you're not that bright. They don't really elevate
bright Negroes. And they manipulate
you. Yeah, they don't elevate bright Negroes. They really don't. Mm-mm. They elevate controllable niggas. Simple and plain.
I paid for that. You pay cash for us doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that trip did not cost me a lot of money. I might have took like $750 in cash on me because we weren't gone very long.
I only asked if you paid in cash. I don't even know the amount.
That motherfucker didn't have no cash. That nigga took their ass to Napa Valley. Do you know how expensive Napa Valley is?
Yes.
You ain't going to Napa Valley with $700. So here, another question I got. Mike Mason in the building.
Mike drop.
After further thought, let me ask you this one more time. Let me ask you. You took $4,000 to Belize, my nigga. Belize. Shine is the son of the prime minister of Belize. You know who Shine is? The rapper from Bad Boy?
Yeah, I know who Shine is.
Shine holds a political position in Belize.
Really?
Yeah. And you know how much of a savage animal he was. His dad is like the prime minister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't know that, but yeah. Niggas will rob you in Belize for $100. So you mean to tell me this little 4 foot, whatever she is, 5 foot, low 5 foot woman took $4,000 in cash to Belize. And she gave $2,500 of it to the dude. But she only took $750 to Napa Valley, one of the most expensive vacation spots in the country. My nigga, make it make sense.
She just talking her ass off and then saying shit that don't make sense. Gonna get hemmed up in a lot for long.
Yeah, make it make sense. Make it make sense. Man, y'all dropping all type of knowledge here in this comment section too, man. Ain't nobody on the phone, man. Y'all give us a call, man. I don't even think I got the number up. Let's see. 319-527-6179. 319-527-6179. I'm sorry the picture's kind of in the middle of it, but, you know, it is what it is. I can't do nothing about it now. But let's go. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. You're supposed to take 4 racks to Napa Valley. And $750 to Belize.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't get $20 sex in Napa Valley. You can get $20 sex in Belize. All night. Swallowed up.
When I travel, I always take cash.
And is the cash that you keep in your house, or do you keep it at the condo that you were living in?
So at that point, it wouldn't be at my house, and I'm sorry if I was not clear. The money would be wherever I laid my head. So I wouldn't leave the money at the house. So if I was unclear, no. Money's going to be where I stay.
How much did you pay for your trip to Panama?
To where?
Panama, I believe.
I didn't go to
Panama. I may have the location wrong.
What did you say?
She said money wouldn't be where she laid her head, but she just said that her granddad and her dad and somebody told her to keep so much money, and she keeps so much money. But now she's saying money is not where she lays her head.
Yeah, and she keep $4,000 on in Belize.
She contradicting herself.
Right.
I never went to Panama. Wade went to Panama with his frat brother.
That nigga went to Panama with his frat brothers. You need to get tested. Go on, snag that test, Fred.
Oh, he went to Panama with his frat brothers. So tell me about, let's see. So I want to make sure I've got them. I've got Belize. You already covered Belize. You covered the...
So let me tell you our real trips. In October, we went with, we went on the cruise with his mom. We got back from the cruise with his mom, and we went to Aruba. I consider that one trip. Second trip, New Year's Eve, we went on a cruise to the Bahamas. That's the second trip. I want to make sure I get this right. Third trip, 100% on me. I think he might have spent $200 on that entire trip. We went to Belize. That was my trip. That was, you know, his 50th. And then Napa Valley, we went around May. I don't know the dates, but it seems to me like it was close to Mother's Day.
And those are the only trips?
So that the record is complete, I can remember one time driving to, where were we, South Carolina, and we met my sister for lunch with her man.
When was that?
We didn't stay the night there, but I guess people would consider that a trip if you drive somewhere and you come back. That was insane because it was like 5 hours to drive. We ate lunch, and we drove right back. I can remember driving to some little town in Georgia. I don't even know where I was. I had never been there before or after. There's some boat you can get on over to, and they're like a slave thing, if that gives.
Really, dog? So y'all niggas flew, y'all niggas drove to a town in Georgia and did a slave thing?
I bet his wife asking him so many questions right now, knocking his ass in his head.
Oh, his wife gonna destroy his ass in the divorce. And she the one, and she
knocking him inside his head every 5 minutes. You and that bitch did what? Y'all went where?
Oh no, you know he getting divorced.
But still, they probably ain't divorced. They're not divorced yet.
Man, dog. Listen, but I'm gonna tell you what's funny. Just finish listening to the states that she's saying they went to, right? Just finish. So far we're in South Carolina. We're in some little town in Georgia with a slave thing. I guess they went and did that, and then went and did the slave thing after the slave thing. You know?
Anyone any reference? We didn't do that. I remember doing that. I remember driving one time to Charlotte. We had lunch with one of my very close girlfriends, and again we drove to Charlotte, met my girlfriend for lunch, and drove right back.
All right, that's a lot of lunches. That's a couple of lunches in different states, right? So,
yep.
All right, so North Carolina, South Carolina, North Georgia, or some little town in Georgia. Let's go.
So that's a trip. We didn't stay the night there, but I just want to be complete in my testimony. We drove someplace, had lunch, drove back. I don't remember another driving someplace distant for lunch and coming back to Charlotte to see a girlfriend, to meet my sister in South Carolina. We went by ourselves when I told you about that remote place in Georgia. We could have driven someplace else and had lunch and came back, but that's all that comes to my recollection right now. There could have been another place we drove and had lunch. My security team was very...
So that's about 5 lunches, right?
Yep.
That's about 5-6 lunches.
Yep.
What do all of those lunches have in common?
They drove somewhere.
They drove somewhere off the beaten path. What did you eat? That's my next question. That's Mike Mason.
Yeah, she told us that what they was having for lunch.
What you were eating, you know?
McDonald's.
What was he eating? You know? Man, listen.
Clear to me, I'm not to be out and about in Atlanta without them, and so for me to do something just very normal that a normal person would get to do, they weren't prosecuting this case, I got to drive 4 hours to do it.
And that's what I was going to ask you, your security detail, did they take you to and from your house?
So I haven't been able to enjoy my home.
Condo, I'm sorry. Where you lay your head, did they take you to and from where you lay your head?
99% of the time.
Would they take Mr. Wade to and from wherever you laid your head?
That has never in the history of ever happened, ever, okay?
Your security team has never taken...
That motherfucker said that has never in the history of ever happened. Hey, Jalen and Breezy said that's the lunch lady. Yeah, exactly.
And him from my house? That's a lie. That's another,
if they've ever taken him in.
And I'm telling you that that's never happened.
So your security team has never taken
my
Mr. Wade
My security
anywhere.
Team has never taken Mr. Wade from any place where I have lived and brought him here. Never.
What's wrong with fucking no? What is wrong with just saying no? Nah, man. Nah, man, that ain't happening, man. Nah. Nah? Well, nah. It's so many ways to say no.
So many ways.
So many ways to say no. But see, you can't just give simple answers and be nasty and petty. Nasty and petty call for long, drawn out, torturous lectures.
Not once, not ever.
Have they ever taken the two of you together?
To where?
Anywhere.
We've left this building and for gone to lunch, but I go to lunch so rarely that is a very rare occasion, I am sure. And let me be clear, it wouldn't just be Mr. Wade. So I'm sure my security team has taken me to lunch. Probably been a time I've left here 7 o'clock.
Did this nigga say she goes to lunch very rarely?
No, she just said.
How many lunches she just talk about right before then?
Okay. 5 or 6 we counted.
Do you mean you just go to lunch in Atlanta very rarely? Because it seems like you're going to lunch in South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Virginia, Massachusetts.
Everywhere.
You're going to lunch every fucking where. That's what I'm talking about. It's double talk. Now, I guess she thought that I rarely go to lunch. You know, I guess that's like big boss talk or whatever. I work through lunch or whatever. I eat.
Yeah.
Man, nobody that took 6 vacations in the midst of convicting one of the biggest conviction in history, a historical conviction of a president, and you done took 6 or 7 vacations. It's no way in hell you could convince me that you worked that hard to where you skip fucking lunch.
You might want a scandal, Mike. Maybe she just wanted to be go down in history with a scandal.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because I mean, she's black and she's trying, you know, this case with the president. I mean, that's a big deal. But this is not the way to go, though. This is not the way to do it.
Was a big deal.
You're right.
I don't think she realizes. I think it's over. I think it's over.
She messed it up.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you leave democracy in the hands of women. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not trying to be sexist. No, I'm not. I'm really not. But you can't leave that in just the hands of women. You can't do it. I'm not trying to be nasty or ugly. I'm sorry. But I really am. I'm not for real. It's just like I don't think women are built to hold that up. They can participate and be, you know, equal members in participation, but I don't think we should, when it comes time to defend democracy, I don't think we should look to our women to hold that up. Is that a better way to say it?
That's a better way.
Okay. I'm not going to look to enlist the army of women to go fight to save
right.
democracy. That's what I mean.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. So when she was at the Emmanuel, was at the Bethel, whatever, one of them AME churches over there in Atlanta, historical black churches, getting amen and hallelujah to death while she's talking about saving the world and people expect black women to save the world. Nobody expects black women to save the world.
So don't.
Black men don't expect black women to save the world. And smart people know that nobody's going to save the world. It's only one entity that can save the world. Golly, man. Oh, yeah, she's definitely trying to get an old book deal. She's going to get a book deal out of this. She still, mm-hmm. Look, she's still going to flex. She's still going to flex.
Going to get something to eat, and I don't even know that they would have taken him or if he would have driven himself, but they've taken me to do that. But we're talking very few, very far in between. Most days I don't even eat lunch, and when I do, it's because my assistant has heated up some bag, something, and I eat through meetings and eat in my office. It's not a practice of mine to go to lunch.
During the time period that you were dating, would your security team ever take you two together anywhere?
No.
Never?
If there was a lunch that occurred that I just described, if there was a meal that occurred that I just described, anything outside of that, and it needs to be very clear, not often. What?
Man, let me stop the show, man. Jaylynn Breezy, you're in rare form tonight.
Somebody drop it.
I gotta give you a hand tonight. Man, you dropping jewels tonight. Anybody who couldn't save their marriage or care about someone else's marriage shouldn't concern themselves with trying to save the world. Them bars. You must be finna drop a mixtape on this motherfucker for real. That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Don't fall for the okie doke of the finesse, man. Look, we almost to the end, man. We almost getting there. I think maybe we should come back and revisit this in a couple of days. Because it's more testimony.
It's more testimony.
Like, Mr. Bradley, y'all have to see Mr. Bradley. I might show a little bit of Mr. Bradley tonight. You cool with that? We got about 6 minutes left on this one.
Okay.
So we've been on about an hour and a half. I think I want to show a little bit of Mr. Bradley. But let's finish with her.
Twice. Because I want to be over-inclusive, I'm saying once or twice. I'm not certain that it happened, but I'd rather be over-inclusive with you.
So your office objected to us getting Delta records for flights that you may have taken with Mr. Wade.
Look. I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
So my question was, do you have any problem?
I object to getting any personal records of mine.
We're not dealing with privilege through a witness.
And I'm not, I'm not dealing with privilege. What we had offered to put them in camera for the court to review, and I just want to know if she has any problem.
That's something to deal with a witness.
Okay. You have to file as part of your job something called an income and financial disclosure report, correct?
That's correct.
And you filed your first one. So you filed two today. Is that right?
Is it two or three? I probably would have filed 21, 22. And maybe I haven't filed 23 yet because isn't it due like June of the next year?
April, I believe. So you filed, you filed your first one. It looks like April 15th, 2022. And your second one, April 17th, 2023. Does that sound familiar?
I don't remember the dates, but you're an officer of the court. I'm going to hope you're telling the truth now.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
Thank you. I already gave the state a copy. Exhibit 20 and 21, if you take a look at those. They're part of the certified
record. Can somebody bring me some? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys are getting a little old.
Them eyes get old, but that body's still young, baby. You get it in around this motherfucker, man. For real.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are the ones that you filed.
This looks like me for sure. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because we'd move to admit 20 and 21.
I think you need to delineate which ones. Which
20
when.
Is 2021, so it accounts for the time period, Your Honor, January the 1st, 21 through December the 31st, 2021. That is Defendant's Exhibit 20. Defendant's Exhibit 2021, it accounts for.
Why her American flag pinned it upside down, though? You notice that?
For the time period, January the 1st, 2022.
But you're going to say democracy.
Amen.
Through December the 1st of 2022.
All right. Any objection to Exhibits 20 and 21?
Nope.
No.
From other counsel? Admitted without objection.
Yeah. When did your personal relationship with Mr. Wade end?
Our personal relationship ended in this year. So let's be very clear so that we don't mix words.
She just said this year, didn't she?
Yep.
Did she say our personal relationship ended this year?
Yep, she said.
Okay. Then she jumped right to a lie. Check it out.
I don't want to mix words in here. Mr. Wade is my friend right now. Mr. Wade, I would say, has been my friend since 2020. I think he started out as like a mentor and a professional colleague. He became my friend and somebody that I really respected. I feel very indebted to Mr. Wade for taking on the...
Oh, obviously, you got this nigga 650 racks.
Yes.
That's an understatement.
Task of this job. And he is certainly my friend and one of the people that I respect the most. So if you ask about a personal relationship, I consider myself to have a personal relationship right now, Mr. Wade. I consider myself to have a personal relationship with Anna Cross. I consider myself to have a personal relationship with Mr. Abadi. I consider myself to have a personal relationship with Andrew Evans.
Okay, let me just clarify that.
I have a personal relationship with him as we speak right now.
A romantic,
I don't think that's what you're asking. I think
romantic
that's what you're
relationship.
Asking.
When did your romantic relationship with Mr. Wade end? Did it end?
Me and Mr. Wade, we are...
Hey, can win it in.
Did it in.
Situation looked up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, Fannie Willis a mean girl, man. I want to watch that. I want to do that one more time. I want to do that one more time.
Relationship with Mr. Abadi. I consider myself to have a personal relationship with Andrew Evans.
Okay, let me just clarify that.
I have a personal relationship with him. As we speak right now.
A romantic,
I don't think that's what you're asking. I think
romantic,
that's what you're asking.
When did your romantic relationship with Mr. Wade end? Did it end?
Me and Mr. Wade, we are good friends. My respect for him has grown over these 7 weeks of attacks. We are very good friends. I think, but for these attacks, it would have been a friendship that, as life goes, you would have stopped having. I think that you have cemented that we'll be friends to the day we die.
Hey, man, we got Big Mag Official in the building. Man, what's happening with you, big dog? Man, what's happening with you, man? Glad you're checking us out, man. We going through this Fannie Willis testimony, poking holes all in her shit, man. Poking holes all in her shit. Jalen Breezy in the comments, Third Moon chopping the comments, everybody dropping gems, hitting bars for real. That's what's going on. Look, we almost to the end. Now this is part one, Ronnie. She actually was on stand for about 2 hours, so I don't know if we could do all 2 hours tonight. That's why I'm saying we might have to come back and revisit. But we're gonna get it right.
Let's
could we just have an answer to the question?
I can handle this, Seda. Let's have it.
She asked about a personal relationship.
She asked when the romantic relationship ended. That's the question.
It's sometime in, I'd say late summer of 2023. But I don't believe men, this is what you're really asking about. This is the salaciousness of all of this, right?
No, I'm just asking about your romantic relationship. When you stopped dating.
I think that me and Mr. Wade... So he's a man. He probably would say June or July.
So I'm going to be honest. As a lawyer, as somebody that's like a big a district attorney, wouldn't you admire this type of practice of law from somebody like this young lady that's doing a defensive merchant? I don't know how old she is. But wouldn't you – I would think that being able to kind of turn the tide – against the prosecution, which shows some kind of talent in defense law. What do you think?
Yeah, you would think so.
You would think it would be some kind of respect there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, I hate this bitch doing this to me, but damn, bitch, you a bad bitch. Because you got me on stand before I got any member of fucking Trump's team that I got a RICO charge on the fucking stand. She's on the stand. And I know she doesn't think she's on trial. She may not be on trial. This is a hearing. But guess who's interviewing her? All of the lawyers that are going to go against you in the RICO trial. It's a tactical blunder of magnificent proportions. You have no reason to be arrogant. You have nothing to be proud of right now. You are not flexing. You are not shining. You are, it's one of those situations where it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You looking down the barrel of your own freaking gun right now.
That's right.
Let's say we had a tough conversation in August. So that men in relationships at the end of physical intimacy, women in relationships when that tough conversation takes place.
Okay, so when he stopped fucking, he was done with you. You understand that?
Yeah.
So it was done when he stopped fucking you. It wasn't done when you decided to have a tough conversation. I'm going to be honest. If he stopped fucking you in July or June, like you say, the conversation wasn't that tough in August. He was fucking somebody else. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. So the tough conversation happened when you realized he was fucking somebody else.
And where, when did he come to, I guess, the condo? I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment. Would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there? I'm sorry, visit you there.
What condo, what apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo, so I'm trying to use those terms.
So there's been more that, see, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so
Commissioner, if you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please, give me the time period.
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied.
Yeah,
this will tell you which one you lied in, right here. I think you lied right here.
No.
This is the truth, Judge. It is a lie.
Ms. Willis, Mr. Sena, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
All right. That's that. Bonnie Willis. Oh, this is that Bradley guy right here. This nigga's a whole disaster. I don't even know whose side he was. I don't think he was helping nobody out. He wasn't helping nobody out. So, yeah, that's the Fonnie Willis thing. I'm going to tell you how Fonnie Willis came up in that bitch. Fonnie Willis came in that motherfucker just like this.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Yay! You think you can do this to me?
That's Fonnie Willis came in.
That's how she showed up.
She showed up at court, fam. That's just how you
got ran here.
Man, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I think that's a bigoted bitch, and I don't know. I think she standing up for herself, but it ain't gonna do her no good.
Look, black women,
the arrogance is not gonna do her any good.
Don't align yourself with this chick, man.
I'm not.
Don't do it, man. There's so many other people you can align yourself with that are positive. Align yourself with Mary J. Blige, man. You know,
not Mary J.
Mary J. got power popping, man. She going on tour, whatever she got going to music, going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Trap doing numbers. Align yourself with Mary J. Blige, man. Do not align yourself with fucking Fannie Lewis or Fannie Willis. Fonnie Willis. What we call her, Fonnie the Sugar Mommy?
Fonnie the Sugar Mommy.
Man, Fonnie breaking off that check, though.
And she proud of being a sugar mama. He might have spent $200. I'm pretty sure I spent. She was bragging on what she spent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Part two to this is even worse. You want to take a break and do part two, or you want to do it another night?
It's up to you.
Let's take a little break. Let me find part two. Hold on. Let me see if it's even available. Because you know the judge just did what was essentially a fight breakup just then.
Motion that I filed to disqualify you.
You say you were still friends. You know, you don't just be friends with somebody that you've been screwing just like that, and y'all broke it off last year. Y'all still screwing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That nigga probably beat right before this shit.
Probably so.
Let's see. Testimony. Part two. Okay, I think this is it. Let's go.
Thanks, Judge. How often did Mr. Wade visit you?
Okay, so this is part two. So what we're going to do, we're going to take about a two-minute break. Let's take about a two-minute break, man. Use the bathroom, get the refills on the drinks. Let's come back. Part two is long, man. It's very long. So, I mean, we're going to have to get through it, you know, with some speed. But I think it's worth listening to because I don't know. You want to do part two of this one? Because you already know Fonny's a hostile witness.
She's very hostile.
We can get the tea about it, but I really, this Mr. Bradley dude, you want to do Mr. Bradley?
Whatever you choose, either one, because both of them are interesting.
It's all interesting, man. So let's take a quick break, man. Let me get a refill on the drink, man. Use the restroom. And we'll be right back on the Big Mic Drop, man. You're tuning in to the Big Mic Drop.
The Mic Drop.
Absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic drop.
Yo, we back.
Mic drop.
I'm gonna send Brother Rich the phone number. Hold on one second.
Now this guy is going through a divorce, or his divorce is not finalized yet, right?
Oh hell no, nah. His ass still on the hook.
And Fanny gonna make it worse for him because if they use her testimony in his court case, all the stuff they was doing, the going places they was going together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, that was horrible, dog. I think that was terrible. That was a bad showing. You know what I mean? And I think that she's going to pay for that. That was a misstep. That wasn't solid to me.
That wasn't a move, huh?
That wasn't a fucking move. That wasn't a fucking move. Look, man, phone lines are open, man. 319-527-6179. What are your thoughts on this part one? This is just part one of one attorney. Now, when Trump's attorney, the dude took over, her whole demeanor changed. So she's really hot at this chick because the chick did real digging, real research, and found that
right.
shit. She found that shit, and she got the divorce records unsealed. They were going to hide it from y'all, Atlanta. They were going to hide it from the United States. Meanwhile, while they basically had a criminal organization RICO charge, racketeering influence and corrupt organization. That's why we did the show the other week. Mammies are a RICO. They're a racketeering influence corrupt organization. This league of corrupt officials, mayors, DAs, name it, you name it. I say even up to the vice president. Man, we got 631 in the building, man. Let's go ahead and get you on. Yo, you on the big mic drop.
What's going on, people?
Man, we got Big Mac.
Hey.
What's going on, Mike? What's happening?
What's going on, Mike?
With you, man?
What's going on, man? Excuse the reception. I'm off to the side. My son is finishing up his boxing practice here. But I haven't, you know, after work and everything, I've just been hearing snippets of what's going on. And the snippets themselves have me laughing like crazy. This is insane, and I'm glad that they put themselves in an arena where they really play ball. So
right.
they think that, you know, like you said, the resources, right, that these brokers have,
yep.
I think they're seriously underestimating. You know, being a New Yorker, seeing what they did to Spitzer and that dude Wiener and other people that didn't really make national news, you got to realize who you're dealing with when you're doing certain things. You can only slap
right.
so many of people's dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can only
yeah.
get away with so much stuff before they start digging in you. And, you. And
right.
but anyway, it's I mean, not laughing at the individual person because I don't wish harm on anyone. I just wish well deserving of a person's actions, but the archetype or the doppelganger of this and what they're using, you know, personally, I said it, I don't want to raise any flags, but I think that the party has some attack dogs that they try to empower.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's a connection for base. And, you know, they call into their base by these Letitia Hayes types, these Fannie Willis, you know, all these types all over the country, you know.
Right.
And they want to empower them. They want to get the Kumbaya, let's get together. And, you know, Orange Man Evil, upright, proper men are evil, you know what I mean? Proper women are can you hear me? Yeah, sorry about that. It's interesting because now it's going to all start unraveling because they needed the one to get in the mud so that they can drag all the rest of them through the mud. And you're going to
right.
see this. You're going to see these resources for digging in people's butt and finding out who they are and the motives behind what they're doing. And making a connection that, you know, y'all really, you know, you're pulling the wool over people's eyes. You know, you're doing some evil things to keep power. And now you see what the party really exposing themselves and what they're offering you in return for it, which is all connected. I mean, I know we're on the topic here, but, you know, we talk. And it's all,
yeah,
this needs to happen. It needs to show. That's what I have to say on that.
Man, appreciate that, man. Look, man, we're in the year of exposure. It's going to be a lot more coming out about a lot more people. A lot of people you may respect, a lot of people you may have some admiration for, but it's not fall for the hype. Now, in the midst of your conversation, Rich, man, we about to lose the phone here in a minute. But in the midst of what you said, I think that I do want to play something because I think you need to know what you're up against. So I'm glad you called in and brought that to our attention. You need to know what type of propaganda you're up against. Now, we just heard her testimony. I'm going to play what MSNBC said about her testimony. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yes.
So you can see what you can see the difference between what you see when you see the whole thing or what you see when you catch snippets on the news. I like that, man. I like that. You been all right, though, brother?
Yeah, man.
Good.
It's working, and I started another one, right? So it's two at the same time, and this one here is, they're calling me a senior, and I like the path that is on, and I'm really working on this, up in the skill to jump ahead of this position, but it's real good, bro. It's real good, and I'm about to be down there soon because I got to make a I got to see my boy in north of Miami. I got to swing by to you. There's a family reunion coming up too, so it's geographically, where you are.
Absolutely.
So I'm back channeling you on that. But yeah, go ahead. Let me out, man. I want to see it. I've been laughing all day, bro. It's
prime entertainment, man. I mean, this is premium entertainment.
Yes.
Premium entertainment,
man. I'm love. I mean,
you know where to find me. You know what I mean? So when you come through, definitely holler at me, man. You know we'll link up.
Oh yeah. You know, I gotta get you and my girl. I owe y'all a big night on the town.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We ready for one too.
indeed.
We gonna do shit but work.
definitely, I love her.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, bro. All right, man. Big Rich, right,
they're coming out now. I'm listening, though. I'm listening, but I gotta start driving. So I'm here. I'm listening. I'm on, bro. You know it.
All right, bro, man. We got Big Mag the Fisher in the building. Hey, man. One of my first day ones, man, for the show, man. I'm talking about came in. You know what I'm saying? Early on supporting your boy, man. So that's my boy. Hey, look, look, so much so, man, I be getting a little comfortable on the YouTube, so, my apologies. Man, Jaylen Bridges said, breaking down the construct and character of the Negro bed wench. We will support your campaign until they keep one in the chamber for those who get out of line. Absolutely. Good brother. You know, five hours to do lunch with you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nathan Wade, 5-hour lunches. We drove to Birmingham to get lunch. But let's do this, Ronnie, and then we'll go on and get up out of here. But
what's up?
Yeah, I wanna play what MSNBC said, man. I think Joy Reid is kind of a source.
Okay.
For things, she's a very influential voice amongst black women in the community. Even though she looked weird as hell, but we're not gonna go there.
We ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, but I wanna play the MSNBC. Let me find it. Yeah, here we go.
She was in the witness box.
Man, we got Wanda Hollins in the building.
Hey, Wanda.
That's your aunt, ain't it?
My cousin.
Cousin, yeah. What's up with you, Wanda?
Today, because the lawyer for one of the defendants, Mike Roman, who worked for the Trump campaign, accused Willis of benefiting from prosecuting the defendant because of her personal relationship with Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor in the Trump case. Willis angrily pushed back on what she called personal attacks on her and Wade.
You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
Lawyers for Roman and the other defendants pushing to disqualify Willis and Wade basically claimed that Willis personally benefited from hiring Wade because she would financially benefit from his employment as his romantic partner. Why does that matter? Because it's key in determining if there was a conflict of interest. The day started with testimony from a disgruntled former employee, Robin Yerty, who was let go from the prosecutor's office. She testified that Willis's romantic relationship with Wade began before he was hired for the prosecution of Trump. Willis, who wasn't supposed to testify, walked into the courtroom. It was clear she was angered by the accusations, and she wanted to set the record straight.
Nobody gives me anything. I am sure that the source of the money is always the work, sweat, and tears of me.
You do not know where that money came from?
I do know where it came from. It came from my sweat and tears.
And to make a finer point, when under questioning by Trump's lawyer, she made it crystal clear why she didn't need Mr. Wade for financial benefit.
So you notice
it's interesting.
You notice the agenda getting run already, right?
Yes, I do.
Right. Is Joy Reid really giving this the right coverage so far, in your opinion?
I don't think so.
Me neither. But let's go. Here we go with the men situation.
Thing that we're here about this money. Mr. Wade is used to women that, as he told me one time, the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich.
All right. Now,
what is she saying this for?
This is what he told her. The only thing a woman can do for him is make a sandwich. So remember when I stopped the show earlier and told y'all I would point out something later in the show?
Yes.
Do you think this nigga let her give him any money back? Do you think he let her give him any money back? A man that thinks that the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich.
I don't know. He might be a womanizer to the point where he allowed her to spend her money, Mike. It's hard to say. It's hard to call that one.
It's hard to call it, but just if she said several things about him that let me know. It's several context clues throughout this whole thing. First of all, she said he's a Southern gentleman. You remember when she said that?
Yes, she said that.
He's a Southern gentleman. Me, not so much. You know, when she was trying to intimidate
being
old girl.
Being so hard and being so biggity.
Right. So, a man that's a Southern gentleman, according to her, a man that said a woman can't do nothing but make a sandwich for him. Do you really think that he took her money?
No.
I mean, he could have. Like you said, it's hard to call with any certainty, but the context clues are pointing to he doesn't seem like the type of guy with the character that would do it. He seems like the type that likes to treat the woman.
But maybe he don't look at her in that regard. You know, maybe he doesn't think too highly of her.
I don't think he does think too highly of her, which is why I think Nathan Wade may be the Trump implant. He may have been sent. He may be a sent and paid to fuck with.
When
the white man came up, she was like, oh, I've just been so lonely. And it's just a lonely time in my life. He's like, yeah, we're going to get to the loneliness.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get to the loneliness.
We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Well, all righty then. Judge McAfee will now have to determine if both Willis and Wade had a financial interest.
This shit like a sideshow circus. I don't know what in the hell thought. You can see her actual hair under the wig.
In the case, it is unclear where this will end, but earlier this week, he said it was possible that the facts alleged could merit disqualification. Now, here's why all this matters. If Bonnie Willis is disqualified, her entire Fulton County DA's office would be removed, and then a state prosecutor's counsel would have to appoint a special prosecutor, which means, drumroll, yet another delay. Willis has already been disqualified by a separate judge when it comes to another defendant, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who was a fake Trump elector because she hosted a fundraiser for the Democrat who lost to Jones in the 2022 election. That Jones probe still does not have a new prosecutor 18 months later. Not at issue? The accusation is that Trump and others tried to overturn the election. Willis will be back on the stand tomorrow. And joining me now is Katie Fang, trial attorney and host of the Katie Fang Show on MSNBC.
All right, I want y'all to hear Katie Fang, and I don't know who this weirdo in the middle is, but we'll go with it.
She is at the courthouse in Atlanta.
Yeah, you got a stud, an Asian stud, and I don't know what this nigga is in the middle, but we'll figure it out.
The site of today's explosive testimony. Former federal prosecutor Paul Butler, law professor at Georgetown University and an MSNBC legal analyst. And Aaron Haynes, editor-in-large of the 19th and an MSNBC contributor. Katie, I will start with you. Those fireworks today were riveting to watch. Legally, what was the import?
Well, legally, what came out today was evidence. And before today, all that was going on, Joy, was innuendo, gossip, and very cruel and nasty, salacious rumors about Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade. And today was put up or shut up time for the defense. The defense has the burden in this case to be able to prove that there was some type of personal financial benefit that has been derived by Fonnie Willis that would compromise this case. The defense also has to prove that this relationship predated when Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was appointed to his role. But the only thing that we heard today that might even come close to helping the defense was from a former employee of the Fulton County DA's office, Robin Yerdy, also a former acquaintance and friend of Fonnie Willis. She testified first this morning after some legal wrangling about who was going to be called first, and she said that she believed that the personal relationship between Wade and Willis began as early as October of 2019. However, she conveniently left out, Joy, when she was initially called to testify, that she was given the option of either resigning or being fired from her job at the Fulton County DA's office, and that since she had basically resigned in 2022, she had not had any contact whatsoever with Fonnie Willis. But it really...
Okay, now you see how they'll do a black woman, right?
Make out a lie.
Oh, they'll make another, one black woman out a lie to save they black woman.
Yep.
You see what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's not like they care about black women or how black women are being treated, even though they're getting ready to get into it. But they don't mind smearing Robin Yerdy, who had to resign from the job or was fired from the job or whatever for poor performance. But just because you're a poor performer at a job, do they really have the right to call you a disgruntled ex-employee? Everybody isn't great at everything.
Really took Fonnie Willis to do the job today. We know now why a lot of defense attorneys say to go toe-to-toe with Fonnie Willis is a dangerous proposition for their clients. Because Fonnie Willis had to come in and basically say, like you played for that clip for the viewers, that she doesn't need a man to pay her bills or to give her money. She also doesn't need a man in the form of Nathan Wade to do her defense.
She need a man for fucking something.
Joe, do.
We wouldn't be here if she didn't need a man for something.
She need the D.
She wouldn't be on the stand.
Apparently.
She need a man for something. You see how this double talk is stupid? It's stupid.
She is too much.
Too much. Holmes is too much.
Merch. Not much merch.
Waiving any objections to the subpoena that was served upon her to testify in this motion to disqualify in order to clear her name. And straight out of the gate, Joy, she made clear that the evidence would show that she was corroborating what Nathan Wade said under sworn testimony earlier, that she and Nathan Wade did not begin a personal relationship until after he had been appointed special prosecutor. Also importantly, that she pays her own way, that she has given cash to Nathan Wade to reimburse him for any type of personal trips that they have taken. So under Georgia law, Joy, quickly, you have to have an actual conflict of interest. It cannot be speculative or theoretical. And at this point, the defense has not carried its burden to prove through uncontroverted testimony or evidence that there is any conflict of interest at all.
Yeah, I think what they did prove today is that Fannie Willis ain't nothing to play with. And I think Donald Trump's people should be shaking in their boots knowing they're going to have to face that on the other side of their cases. Let me play another piece of that to the point that you just made. And then I have a question for Paul. This is on whether or not she told
Wanda facts. Let's go.
Told her team about her personal relationship with Nathan Wade. Take a listen.
Is there anyone else who knew about it? And then you can explain.
I don't know. I don't think so. I certainly didn't go out telling my business to the world.
Okay, so the best of your recollection, you didn't inform anyone on the prosecution team that the individual that you had chosen to lead the prosecution team had a personal relationship with you.
So
is that correct?
That's inaccurate. Your question is inaccurate. Because of the way you phrased the question, you said, when I chose him, I didn't inform people of a personal relationship. We have defined personal as romantic. It is an inaccurate way to state the question.
And she did that throughout. And I'm old, and I'm going to age myself. I'm old enough, Paul, to remember the O.J. Simpson case. And anybody who remembers that will note that later on, Christopher Darden, the African-American prosecutor, if you'll remember him, and there's the other lady you see, Marsha Clark, in that photo, were having a personal relationship of a romantic nature during the time they were prosecuting O.J. Simpson. I highly doubt, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Imagine what them failure babies look like.
What you call them, Mike, failure babies?
O.J. Simpson would have had a cause of action to say throw this case out because the two of them were sleeping together. And so my question is, so what? If after he became a prosecutor on the case, they developed a personal relationship, so what?
So what indeed, Joy? Because
this coming from somebody who probably fucking a nigga in the mail room, by the way.
I'm even older than you. I remember that case well, and I worked as a prosecutor in two different offices in both of them.
Why can't they get a real nigga to speak on these shows?
They never do.
Like, come on, man. Get a real nigga to get on these shows. Talk to y'all chicks, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, somebody need to come on and be like, yeah, you sound crazy. You sound crazy. And you sound Chinese crazy.
Those offices, like in many other workplaces, there were romantic relationships. Stuff.
This nigga's on the spectrum.
The internet has stolen Paul Butler. The internet has stolen Paul. We're going to fix Paul Butler's audio. We're going to get back to him. But that's the so what of it. There's
Notice they never get back to Paul, right?
Another piece of this, Aaron, and it was, to me, the attitude of the people questioning Fannie Willis toward her and her response to it. Let me play this clip of Fannie Willis speaking to the lawyers questioning her about what they're not going to do.
You don't have to yell at me. I'm able to understand. So I would ask you to not yell at me.
Oh, that's her talking to the white man.
And please do not yell at me.
Aaron, let's talk about Fannie Willis as a witness and Fannie Willis as a prosecutor, because to me, that tells me she's nothing to play with.
Now, notice this. They didn't play any clips of the white woman wearing her ass out.
They
only played clips of the white man wearing out. We're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about this and the significance of it.
Yeah, I mean, Joy, I think watching this, you could see, you know, Fannie Willis was, if standing on business, was a witness. That was what we saw today. And what we also
sloganeering gotta go, dog. Everything ain't gotta be standing on business. Everything ain't gotta be standing on business.
So don't.
We got to stop using these damn slogans, man. Standing on business. And what we not going to do is stand on business. Well, come on, man. Stop. Stop it. It's destroying us. It's killing us.
saw today, frankly, was a clinic in black womanhood, and particularly high profile.
Was that a clinic in black womanhood? If y'all don't stop letting these weird ventriloquist dummy looking motherfuckers talk and determine and define what a black woman is to the fucking mainstream.
Exactly.
She looked like she should be sitting on the lap of somebody that looked just like her. Getting her mouth moved.
Like, what, this is a black womanhood.
Man, come on. Man, look, man. This is, it pisses me off. Let's go back.
That was what we saw today. And what we also saw today, frankly, was a clinic in black womanhood, and particularly high-profile black womanhood, right? If you're a black woman in this country, you don't have to be a district attorney prosecuting the former president of the United States to really understand what it means to have your integrity or your professionalism questioned, or the urge to defend your character or reputation, right? And so that's what you really saw on display today. Yes, she was angry, but she was also insulted. She was offended. If somebody thinks that they're being lied on, you know, and especially Fani Willis, prepare to defend yourself, because that was exactly what she came to that thing.
Why she got on California Highway Patrol glasses?
And prepare
exactly.
Today of her own free will.
Look horrible.
Well, and the thing is, Katie, you as a woman of color who have to stand in a courtroom, you know this all too well. You know, I have a book about this, about the way they did this with Pearlie Evers Williams.
So now Katie Fain is a woman of color.
Well, Mike, if you're not white, you're considered colored. If you're not white, you're colored.
Nigga, Katie Fain is a woman of color.
She's not white, Mike, so she's a woman of color.
Be pretty, but not too pretty. Be, you know, forceful, but not too forceful. Don't be loud. Don't be angry. Excuse me, if you're questioning my integrity and accusing me of hiring somebody that I was having an affair with, when I'm telling you that...
First of all, they don't even question Asian chicks like that. So... We're stepping out of the scope of Katie Fang's qualifications by asking this question, Joy, but keep on going.
Timeline, and then asking, did my kids live at my house? You want to know how much money I have? Is he giving me cash? She was insulted, and rightfully so. This idea that women of color have to sit there and be demure and take it, there were people on social media who were saying, oh, she's coming in too hot. No, she wasn't. She was offended, and she had a right to be offended.
Yeah, so, you know, there is something to be said about decorum and professionalism, but you didn't hear anything that wasn't decorum and professionalism from Fani Willis. I'm glad that you bring up this example of being a woman of color.
So you didn't hear anything that wasn't decorum and professionalism. Since when you're a witness on the witness stand in front of a judge being questioned by an attorney, do they care about you being offended?
They don't care. They don't give a damn.
Do you really have a right to be offended? This woman is saying this with a straight face. She's saying this with a straight face, man, and so many of our people, not even just women, listen to this person, and they suck this stuff in.
Especially in a courtroom. There are more women that are in law school today than there ever were when I was in law school. But the problem is, when it comes to women of color, we're so sorely, sorely underrepresented when it comes to court, especially, Joy, when it comes to trials, when it comes to trial lawyers. And so for a woman to have to defend the fact that she makes her own money, the fact that her daddy told her to make sure that she had some money stashed away, my mom told me the same damn thing. Make sure that you have money stashed away to take care of yourself, because you shouldn't count on someone else, right, Aaron? And that's the thing. Why should anybody have to defend us? But under the law, unfortunately, because the other side made these representations that met this threshold that forced this evidentiary hearing to have to come to pass, that is the reason why Fani Willis and Nathan Wade got dragged into court. But I will remind our viewers too, Joy, under Georgia law, you do not disqualify a prosecutor simply because there is a personal relationship. In fact, in this case, you have lawyers on the defense side that are married to each other. You have lawyers on the defense side that are dating each other. And yet nobody has made a big stink about that. It is only the defense making a big stink about that for Fani Willis.
Because the nigga she fucking is married.
That's the big deal. That's a big deal.
That's a big fucking deal.
That's right.
Why are we acting like that's not a big deal? because he said his marriage was over or it's irretrievably broken. You can't just say marriage is over and it's over. That ain't how that shit works. You can't say I'm not married to you no more and I'm moving in with my girlfriend and not expect no consequences.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Not that easy.
It's not that easy. Paperwork is paperwork. Contracts is contracts.
The important thing that everybody has to remember what Fani Willis said today is this. She's not on trial. It's the people that tried to steal an election, the state of Georgia, that are on trial. This is a sad, sorry sideshow that needs to end.
She's not on trial, but she on the stand. And these people won't even tell you that. I'm going to tell you something. Joy Reid be wrong every day she go on the air. I don't know how anybody could be wrong that much and keep that job.
Every day she go on the air, Mike.
Every day she go on the air, that bitch wrong. She, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know anybody who could be wrong that much at their job and keep their job. I really don't. You can go back time after time after time after time after time. It's so bad she wake up wrong and put on that wig. I'm just saying. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna play one more thing, man. Then we gonna raise up. I got one more. It's dragging me down a path now. Hey,
January.
My bad.
Yes. I don't know if you could say talked about.
Yeah, like she gave old girl a job.
So Miss Yurdy and me, we didn't share the condo at the same time.
So the answer would be no. Execution of this case.
I don't think any distinction, but no one ever. I think my oldest child. I think she spent one night with me, maybe.
All right, this is her with Trump's attorney.
Okay, thank you.
House.
Right, because my father. That's all I ask. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I got it queued up. Let's go. So this is Trump's attorney, the male, that's going to question her. I think it's important to get a taste of both Fani Willis's during this trial.
It has, Ms. Merchant is on the record.
Thank you.
Next question. All right. Do we need any moments in a minute? Mr. Sadow.
No, I'm ready to go. All
right.
Sadow is insane.
I'm going to try to ask you questions that you can actually answer without having to explain, okay?
Yes, sir. My comprehension skills are pretty good, so we should do all right.
We shall soon see.
Yes, sir. My comprehension skills are pretty good, and we should do all right.
Uh-huh.
If I heard you correctly,
the fact that you said that just tells you that people tired of her explaining so much and talking so damn much.
Right. Like, there, you making it easy.
Moved into what I will refer to as the Yurty condo in either March or April of 2021. Is that correct?
Sometime between late February and April, yes. I don't, just so we're clear, yes. But in that time period, you're in the ballpark. We're in the ballpark.
And is that Yurty condo, would you say that it is in Hapeville?
It is in Hapeville, yes, sir.
And you moved in there for safety reasons?
My father... Yes, I moved in there. We were concerned. My father was terribly concerned about me continuing to live at the house. And so they were clear. People came to my house at 5 o'clock in the morning about the brutality cases, saying I was going to have a wake-up call. There were security threats due to gang cases.
Everybody was pissed off about that police brutality case.
And there were
concerns. Hey, and I'm going to be honest. Ironically, the only person that gave Rashad Brooks any justice was the white girl that went and burnt the Wendy's to the ground. The chick he was fucking with.
Hmm.
She went and burnt that shit down.
That was at the very beginning of this, looking into that. And so for all of those reasons and what was happening, my father wanted me out the house, and begrudgingly I left.
Okay. So the answer to the question was yes, for safety reasons, correct?
Those were all of the things that caused the safety concerns. I'm sorry.
I'm not questioning whether they are or are not safety concerns. I just asked that you moved into this condo, ERT condo,
right,
for safety reasons, right?
Yes.
Okay. At the time that you moved into the condo, be it from February to April of 2021,
yes,
was your father still living in your house?
Right, because my father...
That's
yes.
all I ask you.
But I get to explain the answer, sir.
I don't know if there's an explanation. If I ask you, was your father still living at your house, the answer is either he was or he wasn't.
Yes, but you are going to get to argue at the end of this, as we both
I'm
know.
I'm not going to argue
and
anything.
So
I'm going
like
to ask...
I'm going to be able to explain why.
I'm going to...
So, yes, because my father is an older gentleman, he was worried about COVID, and he stayed.
Ms. Wilson, I'm going to have to say that's the second time. Whenever we have to put a pause, stop testifying, okay? You'll have a chance to explain yourself. The question was whether your father was not staying there at the time, and you're clarifying that in your answer as well. You can have a brief clarification, but it shouldn't be something that reaches well beyond the question. All right, Mr. Sadow, we can re-ask the question. We'll see where it takes us.
Okay, thank you. Was your father still living in your house at the time you moved to what I would refer to as a ERT condo?
Yes, sir, he was, due to his concerns related to COVID.
Okay. The safety concern was that there was potential danger at your house. Is that correct?
Yes, my address had been exposed, so yes, there was concerns about potential danger at my house.
Okay, so anyone staying at your house in the time period after you went to the Yerti condo was still in danger, correct?
Yeah, well, no. He did.
I think you have to. It's your attorney, Ms. Wells. Sorry, Mr. Todd, your objection is speculation.
Yes.
To the question of
speculation.
Whether someone was still in danger at her condo.
I can
Mr. Tadon wants to rephrase.
No, I was able to understand it.
I've got the objection, and then I have.
I'll withdraw the objection. You can
pull. Okay.
Oh, and I don't remember the question, so I can answer it.
You can now that the objection's been withdrawn. Can you try to answer that question?
Yes.
There's still a safety concern for people staying at the house.
I was very concerned about my father still living at the house. However, if you have dealt with an older gentleman, he was not leaving the house, despite my urging him that I thought he should leave as well. He did not want to leave the house because he was particularly worried at his age about COVID. But that became I was not happy with that decision of my father's, but I can't ultimately make him leave. And he stayed there too long, in my opinion.
Okay, thank you. During that period that you left to go to the Yerti condo,
yes,
did any of your children stay at your house?
So I don't think that they were there at that point. Certainly my baby wasn't there.
I'm talking about this entire period. We're talking about, if I remember correctly, and you'll correct me, I'm sure, you said that you stayed there at what I would call the Yerti condo until January of 2022. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm asking you in that period, which would be February to April of 2021 until January of 22, did any of your children stay at your house?
And you don't have to yell at me. I'm able to understand. So I would ask you to not yell at me. That being said, I don't actually expressly remember, but I can tell you, since I have left my home, there have been times my oldest daughter came in. But I can't tell you with certainty the time window that you've said, if they did or not. And so I don't want to speculate to that. But there was some time that my oldest daughter came back. Whether it was that period or after I left the Yerti residence, I'm not sure, okay?
Okay, so if I continue to go into more detail on this, you're not going to be able to give me an answer of whether or not, in fact, any of your children were still at the house or stayed at your house during that time period, correct?
What I can give you clarity of so that we are clear is from the time I moved out in February-ish of 2021, after I left there, there was a time period that my oldest daughter came back. But if you're asking me, was it in that window or after, I just don't have a recollection of that because, you know, your kids come and they go. And so I don't remember the specific time period, and I apologize for that.
Did your children ever stay with you at the Yerti condo?
Like maybe a night, like for a girls' night or something, but live with, no.
Okay. Did anyone else stay with you at the Yerti condo, including Miss Yerti?
Never. Miss Yerti never lived in the condo. She met her husband, and they moved. They weren't quite married, but they moved. Nobody ever lived with me in the condo. That was a
My word was stay, not lived. Stayed with you at the condo.
I guess I don't understand the distinction, but no one ever. I think my oldest child she spent one night with me, maybe my oldest and my youngest. But I think that whole time I was in that place, other than that one night, I don't think anyone ever, this was a very lonely period in my life. I don't think anyone ever spent the night other than maybe one night. I remember a picture of my baby sitting on the couch in that place, and I'm thinking she spent that night. But just a very lonely time in life.
Okay. We'll stay with the lonely theme just for a minute. Did Nathan Wade visit you at the Yerti condo from the time you moved in until he was hired on November the 1st of 2021?
So I moved out of that condo, but during that time period, I'm sure he came to visit. I can remember us going, I think the restaurant's Lickety Split. I can remember him picking me up, going to Lickety Split and ordering some food and coming and sitting at my table and eating. So I remember times that he visited me at that condo, yes.
Okay, could you give us an approximation of how many times Mr. Wade visited you at the...
Look at her mannerisms.
I see them.
Totally different. Now, this was literally right after the lady finished. They didn't even take a break.
Cause he talked to her with more authority than what the lady was.
Oh yeah, he coming down on her ass. And he asking her real questions that she got to answer. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Condo between the time you moved in and prior to November 1 of 2020.
I don't think often, but I don't. I don't want to speculate.
Can we say more than 5? More than 10?
I'm going to tell you the problem I'm having here. Let's say more than 10, but I'm not sure that that's even accurate. He certainly has come and picked me up, gone and grabbed some food to eat. I don't remember him being in that condo a lot. I'm sorry. You want a number, and what I don't want to
do... Giving me your current and best recollection is all I'm asking for.
That's all I can give you, sir.
How many times did any of the prosecution team... How many times did Anna Cross come to that condo between the time you moved in and November 1st of 2021?
I don't think Anna's ever been to that condo.
What about any other prosecutor that's involved in the prosecution of this case?
I don't think any of them have.
Nobody came over but that nigga.
Nah.
Y'all ain't had no meetings in that motherfucker, nothing. Nobody came over but old buddy.
And that's it, Mike.
And you know it had to be at night because you work all day and don't take a lunch. Lickety split.
Just Mr. Wade.
That's correct, sir.
But it was a lonely time.
Oh.
Well, this nigga is an animal. Total animal. Yeah, we're going to talk about that loneliness.
Oh, my God. That 2021.
He actually has her comfortable right now. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
He got her comfortable. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, it was such a lonely time. I'm going to be honest, man. I think any dude could probably run game on him.
You think so?
I think so.
Why? You think she has low self-esteem?
Something going on. She started going through that hair. Oh, my God, it was so. And she just leaned back, dog. You know what happened with the lean back, right? Them draws just slide right off.
Right on off.
Right on off.
I have a lot of guilt about this time period in my life. Let me tell you why. But yes, it was a lonely time. I was.
She has a lot of guilt. She's going to tell you why.
Very appreciative to the citizens for giving me this responsibility and this duty. But what I very, very quickly learned is that this is a very isolating job, and 2021 was a lonely time. I turned 50 in 2021. That's probably one of the worst birthdays.
Which means you hit the wall. But
birthdays I've ever had. I spent it alone. So I have a clear recollection of 2021 being lonely.
Did Mr. Wade ever visit you at the condo, the time period I'm talking about, prior to November of 2021, when Ms. Yerty was at the condo?
So Ms. Yerty and me, we didn't share the condo at the same time.
So the answer would be no.
Well, we never stayed there together, so it's an impossibility.
It's an impossibility.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Ms. Yerty, because we need to get clarification on this. Ms. Yerty stayed in that place. There may have been a time that me and Mr. Wade visit, like went and saw Ms. Yerty, but me and Ms. Yerty never lived there together.
Okay, so you and Ms. Yerty never lived there together, but you and Mr. Wade went together to see Ms. Yerty, and Ms. Yerty says that y'all were romantically involved in 2019. Why would you and Mr. Wade go to see Ms. Yerty at the condo that you weren't living at? This woman is fucking her career up.
Yes, she is.
She's fucking her career up.
If she just shut her mouth some and just answer yes and no, yes and no.
Right.
Not to my recollection, at least, or something. But she's just giving them so much of a narrative.
Oh, so much. So much. And she got to remember all that shit one day. She's going to have to remember all of that. So, Jalen Breezy, that's the only part I believe. She was lonely due to her work at 50. You may feel like a hopeless romantic, so anything available seems like a cash. Facts. Facts.
If she's telling the truth, it should be hard to remember. If she's lying, she's going to forget everything that she said.
Right, right. I'm not saying she is lying. It's just disguised. It has the symptoms of a lie. It has all the symptoms.
Just so we're clear.
Well, maybe that was clear, but I'm going to have to try again.
Okay.
Was Ms. Yerty still living in the condo when you moved in?
Not a day.
Okay. So what I'm talking...
That was a misrepresentation in this. We never lived together. I never lived with Ms. Yerty.
My question...
He already got you.
No, I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
That after you moved in to the condo, Ms. Yerty had been... She was out of the condo, right?
She got a house.
That's all I'm asking. She's not in the condo.
She is. We never stay, Miss Yerty and I, never stay a day together in the condo.
But you and Mr. Wade went to visit Miss Yerty at the condo.
All of her stuff was out of the condo. And all.
Did Mr. Wade help you move into the condo?
Exactly.
Who helped you move, Fonny? See, the lawyers, and they may be part of their strategy, but they didn't ask questions that a regular street dude would ask. Why would you go with Mr. Wade to visit Ms. Yerty at the condo unless you were going to check out Ms. Yerty's condo so you could move in there so you and Mr. Wade could have your little fuck fest? I'm just
asking.
My stuff, some of my stuff, not all of it, obviously, was moved into the condo. So we never stayed there together. No, sir.
All right. So when I asked you about Mr. Wade visiting the condo,
yes,
when you were staying there,
yes,
Ms. Yerty wasn't staying there, correct?
That would be correct, yes.
She wouldn't be at the condo, correct?
No, she would not have been.
It would be you and Mr. Wade alone at the condo, correct?
Yes.
That is, there weren't any other witnesses to Mr. Wade and you at the condo, correct?
Yes.
No security, none of your security detail.
An object. She said it was just her and Mr. Wade.
You made your point, Mr. Sadow. Let's move on to the next one.
Yes, Your Honor. Who in the prosecution team prior to, I guess, the motion being filed by Defendant Roman, who in the prosecution team knew of your personal relationship, and now I'm talking romantic, with Mr. Wade?
So, sir, I am extremely private.
All I ask is who knew? It's not. If the answer is no one knew, that's fine.
No. Nope.
I ask you who knew.
Answer it and then explain this, Willis.
I am very private. When I supervised Mr. Boddy and Mr. McAfee, they didn't know who I was dating, but I can assure you I was dating somebody. So that I kept something private, that's my private life, is not any mystery to anyone. It's like a woman doesn't have the right to keep her private life private. And I'm speaking on this because there have been all these intimations.
You still haven't answered the question, Ms. Willis.
I'm sorry, what was the question, Your Honor?
Is there anyone else?
She's so busy trying to talk, she forgot the question.
Who knew about it, and then you can explain.
I don't know. I don't think so. I certainly didn't go out telling my business to the world.
Okay, so the best of your recollection, you didn't inform anyone on the prosecution team that the individual that you had chosen to lead the prosecution team had a personal relationship with you.
So
is that correct?
That's inaccurate. Your question is inaccurate.
What?
Because you stated that the person I chose, we had a personal relationship. So we had a friendship. We have all these distinguishing factors. Remember, when I chose him in November of 21, first of all, let's get this straight. Mr. Wade was not actually my first choice. That's no insult to him.
Your Honor,
because of the way you phrased the question, you said, when I chose him, I didn't inform people of a personal relationship. We have defined personal as romantic. It is an inaccurate way to state the question.
And I will certainly restate it so it is very accurate.
Okay.
So, hey.
Please do not yell at me.
Now, Joy Reid only played the please do not yell at me part, but now in context, does it have a different meaning?
You hired Mr. Wade for the first time on November 1st of 2021.
The news is propaganda, by the way.
One, correct?
November 2021,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Your testimony is, whether one accepts it or not, your testimony is that at the time you hired Mr. Wade, there had never been a romantic relationship with Mr. Wade before you hired him, correct?
Yes, my testimony is that we were very good friends, but not, we're talking about sex, so let's just don't.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm saying romantic relationship doesn't necessarily have to be just sex.
Well,
it can be dating, it can be holding hands, it can be any of those things that one might call romantic. I'm asking you whether or not prior to November 1st of 2021, there was a romantic relationship with Mr. Wade.
Let's hear that again.
You hired him, correct?
Let's hear that one more time, okay? Because this is important. This is an important part to me.
Yes, my testimony is that we were very good friends, but not. We're talking about sex, so let's just don't.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm saying romantic relationship doesn't necessarily have to be just sex.
Well,
it can be dating. It can be holding hands. It can be any of those things that one might call romantic.
Listen to her answer, though.
I'm asking you whether or not prior to November 1st of 2021, there was a romantic relationship with Mr. Wade. That's very simple. It's either a yes or a no.
I don't consider my relationship with him to be romantic before that. I'm not a handholder, so no.
She's not a handholder.
I'm not a hoe.
She said she's not a handholder.
Someone, she said I'm not a hoe at first.
Oh, she did say I'm not a hoe, but then she said I'm not a hand holder. So I wanted, are you a hoe? I don't know, because she's like, you talking about sex, right? He's like, no. And he's very correct. Romance can be more than just, it doesn't have to necessarily be sex to be romance. Holding hands, going out to dinner, looking at each other in the eyes, long walks in the park, on the beach, with the dog playing frisbee, all that shit is romantic. She said, I'm not a hand holder, dog. I get straight to it.
Well, I'm not talking about, I'm saying romantic relationship doesn't necessarily have to be just sex.
Well,
it can be dating. It can be holding hands. It can be any of those things that one might call romantic. I'm asking you whether or not prior to November 1st of 2021, there was a romantic relationship with Mr. Wade. It's very simple. It's either a yes or a no.
I don't consider my relationship with him to be romantic before that. I'm not a hand holder, so no.
That's fine. Now, to move beyond November 1st of 2020,
yes.
2021, excuse me. I understand your testimony. There was no romantic relationship with Mr. Wade until early in 2022, whether it be January or February or March, early in 2022, correct?
I would say sometime between February and April. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm asking you about that time period when it became romantic.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. You didn't see the need, if I understand, to tell any of the people on the prosecution team when you had established a romantic relationship with Mr. Wade that the lead prosecutor, that is the man that was basically giving orders to others, was dating or having a romantic relationship with you, correct?
I'm going to object to relevance at this point, Your Honor.
Just
relevance.
Relevance.
Just to prove or attempting to show that there is an issue on the credibility about the relationship, the failure to have informed anyone on her team that...
And the other woman said that the reason she needed to move into the condo was because she needed space from her dad. She needed to move out with her father, which is why they were poking holes in the fact that, I felt unsafe. I felt unsafe. Who that feels really unsafe leaves any of their family at that house?
Why does this even need to be a trial?
It really should. But she brought it here because they weren't forthcoming with the evidence. They weren't forthcoming. Look, I don't like to see anybody go down.
Right.
But I love to see Fannie Willis go down. It's for Rashard Brooks, man. I'm not getting up off that ever in life. What she say, never in the history of ever. I'm not getting up off that. Never. This is just... Y'all can go check out the rest of it. I mean, it continues and continues and continues. And several other people. Her father gets on the stand today, and pretty much you could tell he was coached on what to say. Yeah, you could tell he was coached on what to say. They up there lying, making a mockery of the same justice system that you so-called want to work from the inside to make better, because you know the system has been unjust to us in a lot of situations. But no, you just get in there and you start becoming part of the fucking problem.
A big part of the problem.
A big part of the problem.
The biggest part.
The biggest part. The gatekeepers are the biggest obstacle. They are. I mean, it's the same thing Cat Williams was talking about in comedy. Same thing Monique was talking about in Hollywood. It's the same thing. The gatekeepers. We got social gatekeepers out here as well. She's one of them. This is why we can't get a black politician worth a shit, because they all
right.
Shoot their way through the legal system. Everybody comes out of the legal system. Nobody's coming from the grassroots.
Shame on it all, Mike.
Shame on it all. Shit on them all. Get these folks out of office. I ain't gonna lie to you. It just pisses me off listening to this. You know, I'm laughing. I'm all giddy inside. Oh, man, this is messy. This is juicy. This is hot. But at the end of the day, I'm still just as pissed off.
Just as pissed off.
Yeah, man. She want to be black when it's convenient. She want to be a woman when it's convenient.
Right.
The only thing she wants to be is in control.
That's it.
And I think I know that Lisa Reeves woman. That judge that she was saying she was talking. I think I met her, like, not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've been by their place. If that's the same woman. Nice woman. You know what I mean? Nice lady. you know, I hate that her name is involved in this shit.
Yeah.
Because I hate to think that she part of that clown show downtown.
Shit show, Mike.
Shit show.
You shit
know,
show.
You know that the former mayor, the current mayor, the former governor testified. The mayors didn't testify. They were present in court. The former governor testified today.
Mm.
This is like all eyes. So this woman is on stand before she's gotten anybody on stand. Young Thug ain't even been up on the stand.
Mm-mm.
YFN and Lucci ain't even been up on the stand. She on the stand.
She ran to the stand, she said.
Yeah, she ran to the courthouse. Man, thank you, Jaylen. She ran to the courthouse. You don't get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
She didn't run to the crowd, to the stand, because she wanted to prove a point to the public. She wanted to prove a point to that man's wife. As a woman, I know she came to tantalize.
Mm-hmm. She came to tantalize. She finna get that man divorce proceedings totally jacked up.
And she messing him up.
No telling how much he gonna owe her in spousal support.
Exactly.
They don't have any children. So no,
because they went to lunch this day, and they went to lunch that day, and they went to lunch this day.
Oh, yeah. The other dude that testified today, total disaster. Like I said, by the end of his testimony, they didn't figure out this nigga is sexually assaulting folks. Like, how do you do that? Like,
you get to shut their mouth out of their head.
Man, that nigga was breathing so heavy. Let me give you just a preview of that. Give you a preview of that. My, give y'all a preview of that. Then we're going to get up out of here because we've been on here for a minute. I just want you to see this nigga. Just want you to see this nigga. He probably finna leave Atlanta. That nigga gonna be practicing back in Mississippi. Terrence Bradley.
And I think that's a fair point. I think she's following the script that she already provided you, so we have more than enough notice of when that might be coming. I think the second she asked.
Things like that for coming in and out of Fulton County for you, Mr. Wayne.
Okay. And
all of the access that you all have.
Yes, yes. And you asked me, did I have an access card?
On September 4th.
The question is.
That was part of their argument is.
Lay the foundation and do that sort of thing.
And then you called me again on September 15th. Your Honor, I appreciate.
Oh, no, cuz. Hold on. I got to find the right one. That ain't the right one. That's just Ashley Merchant. Terrence, what's that nigga last name? Bradley. Yeah.
Mr. Bradley, have you still got the exhibits 23, 24?
Oh, yeah. All right, here it is. So he did all of this attorney-client privilege. Apparently, he was taking care of his boy's divorce on the free, for the free. And then this woman decides to get up. This is Cross. Now, this is apparently is a co-prosecutor with Fonnie Willis. So I'm trying to figure out, was dude up here to help Fonnie Willis and Nathan Wade, or was he up here for the defense? Because he's getting wore out on both ends. Then here's the question, another question. Is Fonnie Willis getting ready to throw Nathan Wade under the bus? Which is why her counsel went this route. Let's go.
425 there in front of you?
I do.
And 23. That's one of the contracts for, that was your personal LLC, your PC, your personal legal entity, right?
That is correct.
Hourly rate that you were being compensated?
Well, the same amount.
I'm interested in the amount.
Oh, no. The amount was $65 an hour.
$65?
I do.
What's the hourly rate? correct?
Hold on, hold on.
That is correct.
You're aware that Mr. Wade had a serious illness during that time?
I'm aware.
And you and Mr. Wade, I think you described your relationship in a lot of detail earlier about specific circumstances, but you were business partners in, let's say, until the time you left in summer 2022, correct?
That is correct.
You were business partners up until that time?
Yes, I said yes, that is correct.
Okay. And while you didn't socialize together frequently, you considered yourself a friend of Mr. Wade at that time?
Yes, we were friends at the time, yes.
All right. You are no longer business partner.
That is correct.
You are no longer friends.
I mean, if he's saying that we're not friends, then yeah.
I want to know what you think, Mr. Bradley. Do you consider yourself a friend of Mr. Wade?
I'll consider. It goes to potential bias. Ms. Cross. Would I consider myself a friend of Mr. Wade? Mm-hmm. I would.
Man, John King, what up with you, fam? Yeah, dog. They just fucked this nigga all the way over for nothing. Like this, and I put it close to the end for that. Everything else he was saying, y'all could go listen to it. You need to listen to it in its entirety. I warn you, it's boring, but yeah, they fucked him over for a big time. Y'all about to see it. Because you know Big Mike is all about the fuckery.
Just ask questions, Mr. Bradley, about the circumstances under which you left the firm. Do you recall those questions?
I do.
All right. And you left the firm. The firm remained the same as far as other employees, Mr. Wade, Mr. Campbell, as the main partners of the firm. You were the one who left, correct?
That is correct.
And you termed it as a disagreement. Do you recall answering questions as though you left due to a disagreement?
Yes.
Now, he said earlier that's the reason he left, is because of the disagreement. So just remember that.
And that disagreement was that there was an...
Good point, John. That nigga is kind of fingering the hell out that pen.
Allegation of sexual assault by an employee made against you, correct?
That is incorrect.
There was not an allegation. Yes?
Yes.
And that disagreement was that there was an allegation of sexual assault by an employee made against you, correct?
That is incorrect.
There was not an allegation that you assaulted, that you sexually assaulted one of the employees in the firm.
That is incorrect, but... Yes. Yes.
Yes, there was an allegation that you sexually assaulted a member of the firm, correct?
Yes, there was an allegation, yes.
And as a result of that allegation, you left?
I did.
You were no longer business partners with Mr. Wade?
That is correct.
The firm remains intact, and in fact, the employee involved remains with the firm, correct?
I'm not certain of that. They did leave the building, of course, and I don't know. Some of the employees did leave.
Mr. Bradley, you in fact paid that employee $20,000, correct?
That is incorrect as far as what was, no.
On or about the time that you left the firm, and on or about the time that the allegation of sexual assault was made against you, did you pay the person who had made the allegation of sexual assault any amount of money?
Money left in an escrow that belonged to me. I don't know what that amount was.
And did that money that was left in the escrow that belonged to you, was that paid to the employee who said that you signed?
I left the money in the escrow account. What happened to that money? I don't know what happened to it.
For what purpose did you leave the money?
This nigga was a dude running around college hamming chicks up. little frat brother, you know, the one that was running around doing all type of questionable shit to women.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Escrow.
Allegedly.
When you left the firm.
I left the money in the escrow account.
For what purpose, sir?
There was no purpose.
There was no purpose.
In the escrow account?
But he doesn't come across as arrogant as she does.
There's no connection to the money you left in.
He sounds like he got more to hide than anybody.
He's not arrogant about it like Fonny.
Nah, he just lying. The nigga just lying, for real. Oh, even she said it. Check it out.
The escrow account and the allegations of sexual assault that an employee of your firm made against you, why was it that you brought to my attention? Why did you respond the way you did about money in an escrow account when my question was, did you pay this employee any money?
I didn't hand any money. It was money from my escrow account.
Hold the fuck on for a minute. Is this nigga from Mobile, Vance? He was in Mobile for Mardi Gras. I didn't know what his role was. Damn, can't say I'm surprised. Is he from Mobile, Vance? Please let me know. Hey, he looked like one of them big neck Murphy niggas.
Murphy niggas.
Shout out to Murphy.
Your knowledge, where did the money in the escrow account go?
To the employee.
To that employee.
So he just said he didn't know where the money went. I mean, he literally just lied like two times there. Check it out.
It was money from my escrow account, to my knowledge.
To your knowledge, where did the money in the escrow account go?
To the employee.
To that employee.
It gets worse.
Was there one allegation or one incident of sexual assault with this employee, Mr. Bradley, or was there more than one?
Just one incident.
There were not two.
To my knowledge, there were not two incidents, no.
I'm asking for incidents that you have been involved in. Were there two incidents where you sexually assaulted this employee?
No, I didn't sexual assault anybody.
Was there another occasion where you paid any money as a result of an allegation of sexual assault against you?
No.
Did you sexually assault any clients of your firm?
No.
Never.
Nails in the coffin, right here, coming up.
Never.
Who's Anna Rodriguez?
I don't even know that name.
You don't recall a client named Anna Rodriguez?
Anna Rodriguez? No, I do not.
She sounds thick.
Never met her.
I do not recall the name Anna Rodriguez.
I've never met an Anna Rodriguez, but Anna Rodriguez just sounds like a thick girl name. I'm just...
Girl name?
Yeah. Okay.
Your Honor, I would object to this. I'm not sure what we're trying to do here. So I would object to this.
All right, Ms. Cross.
Your Honor, it clearly goes to the bias that the witness has towards Mr. Wade and other individuals, his motive in...
Okay.
Involvement. I believe it's an appropriate.
That nigga looking crazy. He was laying back. Go back to how that nigga was looking. That nigga like, what? What? Huh?
Never met him.
Huh?
I do not recall the name Anna Rodriguez.
Pardon me, Your Honor. I would object.
Hey, John, man, the phones went out, man, about 45 minutes ago, man. I only be having like 120 minutes on the blog talk, so I apologize, brother. I can't take calls this time. Now, if you want me to put the link in, you can get on. You want the link? I'll put the link in. Let's do the link. Why not? There we go. Yeah, the phone line not working, man. I got to take that banner off of that. I'm glad you said that, though. My bad. All right. Let's see here. Let me get to something else. There we go. Yeah, they fucked him over. I'm serious.
All right, Ms. Cross.
Right, it clearly goes to the bias that the witness has towards Mr. Wade and other individuals, his motive in involvement. And I believe it's an appropriate avenue to pursue if on exploring his credibility.
All right. At some point, though.
I'm not. Well, go much further.
Okay.
Judge, if this is allowed to continue in this way, it does appear a little bit harassing, then is Mr. Bradley going to be excused from his privilege because
that's what I was going to do. Don't do that yet.
Mr.
Chauvin. I think she's already done that.
Your Honor, I'm asking. So the premise of this is the dude was, he didn't have to answer questions. Man, we got Ja King in the building, man. Let me get Ja on his face. What up, man?
What's going on with you, big homie?
Man, cool it, man. Cool it, man. Thanks for calling in, man. What you got on this, man? What you thinking, brother?
Hey, man, hey, look, that dude guilty than a motherfucker, man. That's messed up, man, how they brought him in and brought up all that extra shit about his criminal activity. But they done hear the crime under the table. The whole Atlanta, they need to put a RICO case on their ass.
They
need that's
a
what
RICO
it's
case
starting
on
to look
they
like.
Yeah, you damn right, man.
Hey, that's crazy, man. Me and my wife was watching that shit live. I said, damn. And they start talking about sexual assault and stuff. I'm like, yo, this is bananas.
Yeah.
But Fanny is off the chain, man.
Yeah, man. You think she telling the truth or you think she lying?
Man, they know, man. $645,000. $90,000, $70,000, man, that's a big differential, man.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, they getting paid up in there, man. They finessing.
Yeah, man. And I don't blame old buddy on Mr. Wade. You got to put some respect on this pimping, man.
Yeah, yeah, his pimp game.
City boys up one time, man.
Oh, yeah,
he came clean.
Absolutely, man. That's why he's smirking, cause he winning.
Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it, man. It's bananas right now, man. You know, everything is up in the air.
Yeah, man, it's the time of exposure, man.
But, you know, they finna get rid of her ass, man. She got to go, man. She didn't show it off, man.
She showed out.
She showed out, man. You know, you got to keep your composure and stuff. You know, but she knows she was gone anyway. That's why she came in there and pulled that stunt.
Yeah, she gone. That was just a last-ditch effort. That was fear talking.
Yeah, man.
What do you think the future holds for her?
It ain't no future.
Her future in the front.
Old buddy probably's been to kick her ass to the curb because she done fucked the bag up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he might be ready to go back home and reconcile. Who knows?
You might be right about that.
That's about what he need to do.
But his wife looked better than Fanny.
Way better. Chocolate sister, too.
But $649,000 will make you do something. So it'll make you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I you know, look, man. My thing is to make our sisters know, man, that you don't have to associate yourself with this woman. You don't have to see yourself in this woman. You don't have to see, you know what I mean? You don't have to draw any connection to this woman, man. This woman is in trouble, man. This woman is a troubled person. She's not a role model. It's definitely not a blueprint you should follow. I mean, she wasted her time getting a lot of education and stuff like that for this to be the end. This could get them disbarred. If they get caught for perjury or anything like that, this could literally get them disbarred. They won't be able to practice law.
And not only, her ass can go to jail.